state of life. Clearly, married people have a vocation to be channels of grace to others. And, pardon me for saying this, you fathers and mothers, by all means, don't hesitate becoming involved in the lay apostolate, but be sure that the first object of your apostolate is who? The members of your family. Pardon me for asking this question. Who is the first object, pardon me, who should be the first object of the apostolate of every husband?
His wife.
And of course, I'll just reverse it. Who should be the primary object of the apostolate of is it every wife? Her husband? Of every husband? His wife. Not all husbands and wives like to be evangelized. Sorry, dear, that's what I heard in class. My mother, after she lost her husband, my father, I never knew him. He died when I was a year old. My mother had, she told me, many chances of getting remarried, but she said, I didn't want to take a chance on how your stepfather would treat you. So, it depends on our state of life, on how we exercise the apostolate, but we better realize we have a duty to be channels of grace to those who enter our lives according to our state of life. 15. What does the church further recommend? She recommends that the laity who become members of apostolic associations or institutions approved by the church follow the forms of spirituality proper to these organizations. Moreover, the laity are encouraged to develop such professional competence as may enable them to help form human society in a true Christian spirit. What am I saying? Or better, what is the church telling us? The principal reason for getting an education, and let's say a higher education, is to be more effective as a channel of grace to those whom God puts into my life. That should be the main reason, say, for getting a doctorate. To more in effect, be a more effective communicator of grace to others. How the academic world, with all kinds of PhDs, my favorite pronunciation, how that learned world needs to realize the main purpose for our learning is to be a more effective channel of grace to others, and not to use my education to dominate others. Sixteen, who is a model for this apostolic life of the laity? What a question. It is the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of the Apostles. Our Lady did not belong, as is obvious, to the priesthood. And the basic definition of the lay state is that state of life which has not received sacred orders. Basic definition. During her life on earth, she carried out the labor and responsibilities of the home. And all the while, she remained closely united to her divine son. Son should be capitalized. And cooperated with him in his work. I wouldn't be a priest today, no question, except for my saintly mother. Over the years, in promoting Eucharistic adoration, I'll tell people, I learned about Eucharistic adoration from the age of 4. Some of you may remember. Shrine of Our Lady of Consolation in Cary, Ohio. Mother and I took a bus from Cleveland to Cary in the early evening of August the 14th. Mother spent the whole night in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. By 9 o'clock, I got sleepy. She brought things along so I could comfortably spend the night before our Lord exposed in the Blessed Sacrament. Me sleeping. But you don't forget that. I've told so many people, my greatest joy on earth is the time I spend before the Blessed Sacrament. And I mean it. But somebody must have passed on that kind of faith to you. Am I making sense? That's Jesus Christ. Does Mary continue apostolic work in our lives? All of this, by the way, is part of the Church's teaching. Indeed, I assumed in heaven her motherly love is ever attending to her sons, brothers, and sisters, still on pilgrimage among the dangers and difficulties of life. On our side, the lay apostolate implies a strong devotion to the Blessed Virgin, and entrusting to her motherly care. I won't ask for a raising of hands. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But if you're not doing it yet, you may say, I know I shouldn't have come to class. Well, I strongly recommend that you all, if you're not doing it yet, say the rosary 5 decades every day. Okay? Every day? In Rome, ogni giorno? Answer, ogni giorno. Every day. Now part 2, and what I'm doing, of course, is dividing this contents according to the division in the Vatican Council document. Notice part 1 was on the lay apostolate in general. But let me repeat, over the years of teaching, my definition of a good teacher is one who can repeat without boring. The apostolate means being a channel of grace to others. There are 3 prepositions, and I consider the 3 most important prepositions in the language. From, through, and to. All grace comes from Christ, through us, to others. If others did not believe that, none of us would be here. Now on the purpose, question 18. What is the essence of the lay apostolate? The essence of the lay apostolate concerns the eternal salvation of all men. So, that's, you might say, the first purpose, to get everyone into heaven. Does God want everyone to be saved? Emphatically. I'm almost afraid to make the next sentence. We believe that not everybody will be saved. There is a hell. Why will not everybody be saved? For two reasons. Because people were lacking to communicate the grace to others. And those who received the grace did not cooperate with the grace they received. However, the council goes on. It also includes a renewal of the whole temporal order. By implication, therefore, the laity are to carry out their mission in the world and in the church in the temporal order of this life and in the spiritual order of the eternal life. And I must say it, I've said it so many times to so many people. The main responsibility for the massive abortion in our country is the neglect of Catholics. As I've said so many times, and as the church teaches, the root of abortion is contraception. And when during one of the classes in Ann Arbor, I think it was last year, someone gave me a copy of a diocesan paper, which the bishop of the diocese said that contraception is, well, dependent on the person's conscience. Every contraceptive society becomes a homicidal society. In other words, your responsibility, the way that I cannot do it, or bishops or priests cannot do it, is to Christianize the world in which you live. Among the persons that I'm counseling is a man who is cooperating with the Holy See. The Holy See has encouraged lay leaders to form, hear it, insurance companies that are pro-life. Let me tell you, that's a mountainous task. Am I clear? Most people don't even think twice before they buy products from a company, say, that is openly and overtly promoting abortion. Number 19. What is the principal mission of the lay apostolate? It should be I-T-S, in case it's spelled I-T apostrophe S in your manuscript. Its primary mission is to announce to the world by word and action the message of Jesus Christ and the communication of His grace. Everything else is either secondary or only a means to this primary end. None of us, I repeat, will be saved without practicing charity. Our principal duty in the practice of charity is to be channels of grace to others. And the primary grace that people need is faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. And then cooperating with the grace of the Christ in whom they believe will give them. What are the principal means to be used in the lay apostolate? They are mainly to proclaim the truth of God's revealed word and to provide the sacraments instituted by Christ. It is here especially that the laity cooperate with the clergy so that they complement each other. What then, to explain, are the two principal responsibilities for the laity and the apostate? First, to proclaim the truth of God's revealed word. Well, let me tell you, it is not easy nowadays even to know what is the truth. As I've said so many times, truth is the agreement of the mind with reality. I believe this is a watch. My mind says that's a watch. If in reality this is a watch, then my mind has the truth. In our country, thanks to the media of communications, and I mean this, most Americans are living in a dream world. I keep repeating certain statistics. 90%, so the American libraries report, 90% of all the books drawn out of American libraries in a given year are fiction. What does fiction do? Keeps feeding the mind with unreality. Our first duty, therefore, is to proclaim the truth. Like what? There is a God. Like what? This God has given us laws. Like what? That we are to share what we have with others. Like what? We may not steal. Like what? We may not lie. The truth. Of course, we ourselves must know the truth. Thanks for being here. I tell you honestly, you strengthen my faith. I know what's going on. My 26th year working for the Holy See has taught me, oh, how painfully well I know how widespread is error in professedly Catholic circles today. What is the truth? And then secondly, to provide the sacraments instituted by Christ. Oh, how thrilled I am when I see parish churches having confessions. Do you know there are parishes in America, you cannot go to confession except by appointment. Of course, say, going to confession, you ought to find a priest was even willing to hear your confession. And I've said this before publicly. There are priests who do not even know the formula of absolution. I've gone to confession to them, and I waited for the absolution. They spoke some pious words, and I said, "Father, please give me absolution." "I did give you absolution." "Pardon me, Father." "I may not know a lot, but I do know the formula of absolution. Please absolve me." He got angry. So I said, "Thanks, Father." And I went in search of a priest who knows the formula of absolution. And I think that's take 21 and then take a pause. He is only apostle exclusively the witness of a good Christian life. By no means. The true apostle looks for every opportunity of announcing Jesus Christ to others openly and professedly. Of course, we've got to be prudent. But prudence is not cowardice. I was flying from Chicago to Albuquerque. TWA flight. Across the aisle from me was a woman from Iran. Spoke English. And she never talked to a priest in her life. So she introduced herself, said she was going to visit her son, who was studying at the university in Albuquerque. So I asked her, "Of course, you are a Muslim." "Oh, yes." "You read the Quran?" She says, "Every day." "Have you heard about Isa?" "Oh, sure. That's the Arabic name for Jesus in the Quran." All kinds of work to do on the plane. I spent the rest of the trip telling her about Isa, Jesus, that he is the Ibn Allah, the Son of God. Muslims don't believe that, you know that. For the Muslims, we are idolaters. You should either be converted or killed. That's the Quran. And I tell this story because the largest concentration of Muslims in the United States is where? Detroit. And with that, let's take, say, about a 10-minute break. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary, Queen of Apostles, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.